Father, we welcome you into our day. We invoke your name over every aspect of our lives today. We invoke your word over our hearts and our souls. We ask that you would speak life into us, that we would be invigorated to follow your will, to do your bidding in the world, to be fruitful, to take dominion over all things that are in our power to touch, to change. We render ourselves dead to this world and alive to Christ. We ask, Lord, that you would bring us to the place where we turn people to you, Lord, that we pour your spirit out into them just as you pour your spirit out into us, that we make a difference in their lives wherever we go, Lord. We pray, Father, for the spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of revelation. We ask, Lord, that you would prophesy to us and prophesy through us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we would speak words of life into every person that we come in contact with, wherever we go, that you would just give us a word in season and out of season to speak into their lives. It's your word that changes the life, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your spirit that dwells within us. We couldn't make it without you, Lord. We tried to live in the world without you, Lord. We tried to live in the flesh, and we failed. Now we're victors in Christ. We claim the victory, Lord. We claim your victory that you gave us. We receive it, Lord. We receive newness of will, newness of purpose, and newness of thinking and a renewed mind. We receive the Word of God to be implanted in our minds, Lord. We pray for a fresh outpouring of your spirit into our lives. Not that we live in the old experiences, but that we live in a fresh experience with you today, Lord. Your mercies are new every morning. Your spirit is with us every day. Lord, let us walk in an empowered and experiential relationship with you, Lord. We want to follow hard after you today, Lord. We turn our attention to you. We look for your leading and guidance in our lives for everything that we do today. We love you, Lord. We want to follow you because we love you, Lord. We thank you that you love us so much. Not only that you died on the cross, not only that you suffered everything that you went to the cross with, but that you bore our sin and our shame, that we don't have to carry it anymore. We don't have to live in defeat. We don't have to live in sorrow of heart. we can live in joy and peace with God. We can live in fellowship with the Creator of the universe. So, Lord, we take that very seriously. We ask in Jesus Christ's name that you would enable us to know exactly how it is that we need to live to have fellowship with you. And we ask that you would draw us to yourself. We ask that you would draw us by your Holy Spirit into a deep relationship with you, Lord. This is in vain religion, Lord, that you gave us. It's a vibrant relationship with the living God. So, Lord, we thank you for that relationship. We thank you that we are able this day to walk with you. And we turn ourselves in the direction of the counsel of your will in all that we do today, Lord. And we submit it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be done. Amen.